My name is Samantha Scott. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 14th, 2018. And I'm speaking with Jake Hart, who is my boyfriend, and we are in Blacksburg, Virginia. Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for my dad because he sacrifices a lot for me to be able to do whatever I want. And without him and, you know, killing himself to, you know, work his job and stuff, I wouldn't, you know, be able to come here. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of the cool stuff that I can do. And I wouldn't be able to... Wrestling wouldn't have taken me as far because he helped me a lot in wrestling. He was my coach from the time I was 6 until I graduated, until I went to high school. Even then, he still helped me out a lot. So, I like my dad.
I like my dad. Nice. Okay. What is one of your happiest memories?
I guess winning state, because, I mean, started wrestling when I was 6, and, like, my two main goals were to win a state title and wrestle at a D1 school. So, I mean, the D1 school already happened, so, like,
what school?
Virginia Tech.
Okay.
and then, what's it called? Winning state was just like the last little check mark that I needed. And I lost my junior year, so like I knew what it was like to be like that close and then, you know, have it just ripped away from you. So I guess whenever I finally won my senior year, that was a really happy moment.
Happy moment.
Happy.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
What haven't I told you? Trying to think. Is there anything like... I don't know. Hold on. I'm sure there's something I haven't told you.
And there's stuff I haven't told you either, so.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
What haven't I told you?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think, Sam.
We've only known each other for so long.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yesterday, whenever you asked, whenever I, like, had my finger in your belly button, and I pulled it out, you asked what was on there? It was all sticky.
Dude! Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
You just, like... exposed me so hard. Okay. How would you like to be remembered moving on from the belly button?
Moving on from the belly button?
Yeah.
Like between you and me? Or what do you mean?
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh. I guess that I was a nice guy. You know, I like to smile and stuff. I don't know. I don't want to be known as some, like, you know, douchebag. Whenever people think of me, I want them to, you know, think happy things.
Do people think you're a douchebag, Jake?
A lot of people. Whenever I, like, they tell me that, like, when they first met me, they thought I was some kind of douchebag, and then they, like, got to know me, and I'm a nice guy. And they apologize for thinking I'm a douchebag.
You're just a big teddy bear.
I know.
You're my teddy bear. You're my, doughboy.
You're a lady bug.
Shut up. Okay. What are your hopes and wishes for me?
Hopes and wishes for you?
For me.
From you?
For me.
For me.
Like,
That you're happy. And that I don't make you feel uncomfortable in any way, and that I don't hurt you at all.
Yeah.
Really just that you're happy and that you don't like get annoyed with me.
You're sweet.
Huh?
You're sweet.
Thanks.
Thanks. Are you playing like calluses?
Shut up. Maybe you shouldn't have calluses.
Is there anything that you've ever wanted to ask me that you've never asked me before?
So you said you were sort of going pescatarian because of dance, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you, as soon as you finished dancing, why didn't you just stop being pescatarian?
That's your question you wanted to
Yes!
ask? I don't know. Because, like, once you, once I started, like, not eating meat, I don't know, I just don't have, like, a liking towards it.
Like, you don't crave it?
Yeah,
like,
I don't crave it.
So, like, okay. So if I were to make a really good steak, you know. Like
I would
try
it.
Nice and juicy smelling. Oh. I put it under your nose. You wouldn't get any, like, mouth-watering, craving, anything?
I don't know if I'd, like, my mouth would start watering, but I'd try it.
Okay.
If you made me a steak.
Okay.
But not chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak is so good.
Fine. But to answer your question, I don't know, once you stop doing something for a while, you lose the habit of it, I guess. Okay. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? And what is it that you miss about them?
What does it mean by lost?
Like, if it's, like, a death or, I don't know. It could be, like, a friendship that you lost or, like...
I don't know if I've lost any, like, close family members. Well, there was this one kid. His name is Damien Hurd. He was a senior. My seventh grade year. So I was in eighth grade. My eighth grade year, we had just taken the STAR test, which is a state standardized test. After the test, I turned on my phone, and my best friend, Bam, texted me and said, they found Damien hanging from a tree. He was like, went to Western State in Colorado to wrestle and everything, and he was really cool. He won state his senior year, and he always picked on me and stuff at practice because, you know, I was a little kid, and I liked him a lot, and, you know, I looked up to him and stuff, and then found out he was dead, and they found him hanging from a tree, but there was no sign of, like, suicide. Like, they said that night he went to a party, and he was, like, under a lot of drugs, and he got into a fight with some people that night. But the police in, I don't remember the name of the town, it's in Colorado, the police there just saw him hanging from a tree and were like, okay, suicide, but they had to hire private investigators and stuff, and they still don't know what happened. So, what was the second part of that question? What do you miss about him? I don't know, he was really, really, really happy guy, and he smiled a lot, and he was a good role model, even whenever I was in middle school, I didn't know he did drugs, just, you know, wrestling wise, he was a good role model. So, yeah. Damien.
Damien. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Ooh. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Teenage self?
So, like, high schooler?
Stay away from Jenny Perez. And if you don't listen to me, just know that she's a baby back bitch. And she only wants you because of Johnny.
That's the only advice?
Yeah, I mean, that was the only traumatizing thing that happened to me in high school. Everybody liked me. Well, actually, nobody in my old school liked me. Just because... No, it's not that they didn't like me. Nobody in my grade liked me. The grade above, like, all the older kids liked me. It was weird.
But why didn't nobody in your grade like you?
I don't know. Well, I think it was because of Jenny. Because 8th grade, it was a piece of shit move on my part. Jenny was dating Johnny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, me, I'm just fresh out of homeschool. I don't know the rules. So, like, I'm going after Jenny, you know, with all my heart. Johnny hates me. Johnny's friends with everybody in the grade at that point. Eventually, everybody realized he's a fucking tool and nobody likes him anymore. But freshman year, he's one of the popular kids. And he's friends with everybody. So, like, all the popular kids knew about me, didn't like me. So, nobody really liked me in my grade. Like, all the sophomores, my freshman year, like, all the sophomores and juniors and even some of the seniors liked me. But, yeah, really, like, that was the only traumatizing thing that happened to me. Being used to go to homecoming freshman year.
Poor Jacob.
I know. What did I do wrong?
You were just a little freshman. I know. Date a girl.
Mexicans, man. Mexican girls will fuck you up, okay? They have no... They don't care about you. They just make you...
Oh my god. Alright, next question. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that made a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
There's a few. Never really had a teacher. I guess I really like Mr. Kibbit, but he didn't really have a big impact on me. We just had a good relationship. I guess Habby Babby, Coach Habs.
Never heard of that.
Call him Habby Babby. He was one of my coaches in Texas I worked with him a lot before I moved and everything. And he was the only reason I got better my sophomore year, because my old coach sucked. So, he was really fun to be around, fun to talk to, and he, like, even though he was, like, you know, 20 years older than me, still felt like...
Your age?
Yeah, it was fun, yeah. Every time I went home to Texas, I'd stay at his house, and he would make me PB&Js and put them in the panini maker.
Oh, that sounds so
good. Oh my god, it was so good.
That sounds so good.
Oh, Coach Habs.
You know what I really want now?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you like crunchy or creamy?
Smooth, creamy.
I've never had crunchy peanut butter before, but part of me kind of wants to try it because I feel like it tastes good.
No. It's just, I don't like a crunch.
You ever had crunchy peanut butter?
I have. I don't like a crunch with my sandwich.
I want to try it.
You can try it. I'm just telling you, I don't like it.
And are you the type of person that likes pulp in your orange juice?
A little bit. I like pulp.
Ew. Wait, so you like the feeling of having, like, these little tiny slimy things just slip around in your mouth?
Have you never put the little boba orbs on your frozen yogurt?
Oh, I love those.
It's the same thing.
No, but those are fun because they pop in your mouth.
So do the...
The pulp does not pop in your mouth.
Have you ever had the aloe vera drinks?
Yes!
With the pulp?
Dude, No! After summer, when, like, you got me, like, I tried it. You had aloe, I think, over summer, right? Was it you or Rebecca?
don't know.
Anyways, somebody, I tried somebody's aloe drink, and then I went to the store and I got aloe when we went to Kroger.
That wasn't me, because I'm the one that drove you to Kroger all the time. I don't remember you ever getting aloe.
I went to Kroger with you and got aloe.
I don't remember this.
And Cody was taking a long time.
Oh, yeah.
That was when Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding? So you never believe.
From the song. Yeah. That was when we did that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah. I have a video. But you have a video.
I don't know if I have a video.
You do.
Somewhere. Okay. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Oh, God. There's a lot. I'm trying to think.
Can't think of anything.
There's a lot. Like, I'm trying to, like, pinpoint something. I don't know if there's, like, a sole favorite, but, like, I guess the first time that, like, I was, like, standing, like, on one side of the room, and you, like, turn around in the closet, and you just look at me right in the eye, and you, like, have your arms, like, tight to your chest, and you start running, and your arms are moving faster than you, and then you, like, jump on me. I remember the first time you did that. That scared me, but...
Wait, what?
I was laying in the bed. I wasn't on the ground. I wasn't standing. But, like, I was laying in the bed, and you were, like, in the closet, and, like, you were, like, over here, and you had your arms by your chest, and you said, ah! I, like, jumped on top of me.
That's your favorite memory of me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mine of you is... Oh, it was when you were trying to slide out the bed.
Oh, that night?
The bunk bed.
Was I?
Yes.
Oh.
When you were trying to slide out the bed, the bunk bed, and I'd catch you. You're a lot heavier than me.
I guess the second, I guess another, like, one of the favorites is, remember that one time we were, like, it was in water. We were laying in my bed, and, yeah. And you were laying next to me, and you started playing the song, you're like, hop, hop, hop. And then you look at me right in the eye, you're like, bitch, you thirsty.
I remember that. You have that on video, yeah. Don't you?
I always go back and watch it. It's really funny.
My favorite of you singing is a, wait, I don't have a car. That's funny.
You sure it's not Rocky Top?
No.
All
right, that's all of our questions.
Well,
okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. Why are you doing that? Stop it! Don't touch me.
All right, we're done.
Okay, bye.